In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, Jay Binkley here, 96.5 The Fan FM. Joining us now, four-time national champion coach, and of course he's won the Big 12 as well, the head coach of Kansas State University football, Chris Kleiman. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You ready to be on FM now? Kansas State, people can drive around and get on FM.
Absolutely. I heard we had a switch, so that's exciting.
Yeah, so Kansas State fans can definitely hear you there as well. I mentioned the four-time national champion, North Dakota State. I guess, Carson Wentz really finding his home there, working with Mahomes and the Chiefs. That's your former guy.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I got to see him at an OTA in June, and it was great to connect with him. I hadn't seen him, talked to him a lot, but hadn't seen him in a couple of years. And so he's in a great situation. I saw he had a touchdown pass to Worthy, I think it was last week. So I think it's a great place for Carson.
Hey, how good – I know that they're moving on the SEC, and the Chiefs did draft Xavier Worthy, but just how tough a dude did you think he was when you played them?
Worthy was the scariest guy in the league from the standpoint of you hated to punt the ball to him, and he hurt us in that respect. But now he's legit, and would he run 4.21 or something?
Yeah.
And you know, you could double him all game, but they were going to run the ball too. They had a kid named Bijan Robinson 1 year that was a pretty good player.
Pretty good.
Everybody knows. So they had a bunch of skill, but that kid was really, really talented, really smooth, and could beat you in so many ways.
So the season starts again for you real quick here, Saturday, August 31st against UT Martin. It's just right across the corner. I always kind of wondered, Coach, you know, you look at NFL, they have the joint practices. I think the Jets practice the Giants day today, and most teams do it. I think two teams don't, the Raiders and Chiefs, but they have preseason football as well. How tough is that on college football when you don't have that preseason and you go straight into a game? I mean, how much uncertainty is that for head coaches?
Well, it's really all we know, because we've never had inter-squad scrimmages or you know, doing the scrimmages like the NFL teams do. We've never had preseason. So you do go through a lot of unknowns when you get into that first week, especially with the guys that maybe have played 2 or 3 years. You're playing them next to a guy that maybe hasn't played. And it's just, you know, everybody's so afraid of getting guys injured in practice, just like they are in these preseason games. So, you know, you're not tackling to the ground as much. And so all the things that you're worried about from, you know, operations of making sure you stay on sides and you're not having false starts to tackling, to sustaining blocks, because we go as live as you can go here, but we're not going full scrimmage every day, and very seldom do we do scrimmage. So, yeah, that's the thing that is the most kind of thing that's nerve-wracking, is you just don't know how guys are going to respond to that.
Coach, this will be your sixth year at Kansas State University. I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but players did get that extra year of eligibility, but Is this the first year where it's just 100% been your guys? 100%?
Boy, I think that is correct. Well, it must be because this is year six and we get some six-year guys. You bet. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. It'd be the first year of just your guys. What'd you think about the new additions the Big 12 added? I mean, certainly you guys play Arizona, even though that's considered a non-conference game, but Arizona's now in the conference, Arizona State, Utah, Colorado. What do you think about the ever-changing Big 12?
Well, I think it's great parity in our league. I think that there you could make a case for maybe 10 teams probably being at the top or getting a chance to play in AT&T Stadium and maybe even more than that. I think it from top to bottom, I don't think there's any really weak teams. And I love the addition of the four corner schools with both Arizona schools, Utah, Colorado. It expands our footprint all the way to the West Coast, and we have it in the East Coast with West Virginia and UCF. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be great for fans, I believe, because we get I think we get both Arizona schools here at the Bill this year. We're going to BYU. We're going to Colorado. I think it's fun for fans.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun for fans as well. And not only that, but the expanded playoffs. In college football, more people paid attention to it last year, and I'm glad because college football has always been such a fun product. But really having these expanded playoffs, is it 12 now? Who knows? May go to 14 before we know it. But just your thoughts on that, just more teams having an opportunity to get in.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. When we were at North Dakota State, we were part of a playoff system. Yep. And I think a couple things. The best teams typically play their best football at the end of the year. And not necessarily do they always get off to fast starts. And, we had a season at North Dakota State. I think we were 3-2. After five games and then getting on a run and finishing up at 9-2 and then winning the national championship. Well, in college, if you did FBS, if you did that, you probably would be potentially not even getting into the playoffs. And so I think it's great. I think the home sites for those first round games will be pretty fun, especially when you're talking about really cold weather environments that could be utilized. And I think it's going to be a true champion. If you've got to go through, it's 12 right now. I agree with you. It's going to go to 14 or 16 here as quickly as this contract ends and they can do it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting seeing how that works. And we're talking to Chris Kleiman, the head football coach of Kansas State University. It is going to be a lot of fun to watch the Big 12 this year. Your team, Coach, solid up and down. I mean, you think about last year, number two scoring defense in the Big 12. You think about that secondary you have. I absolutely love the returning guys you have at secondary, especially Marquis Sigel, your safety. I love your safeties and the way they play. But looking at your safeties, the receivers, especially with guys like Keegan Johnson coming back, and then, of course, that dominating running game that I think it will be when you think of DJ Giddens and Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson, you seem to have all the pieces in place to have your style of football.
Well, we like what we have. You got to stay healthy for starters. That's probably the biggest thing is to stay healthy at those places where we have pretty good depth and pretty good skill. We've got some questions on the offensive line, more so from an experience factor. We lost four seniors that were really good players. We have a number of kids coming back that are seniors. Hadley Panders played a lot of football for us. Carver Willis played a lot of football. Taylor Poitier's played a lot of football for us. But we're green in some spots up front. And so it's going to be a little bit of work in progress in the first few weeks, making sure that we shore up that offensive line. But I'm confident in Coach Riley. But skill-wise, we like what we have, but we got to stay healthy too.
I tell you what, Coach, there's one guy I wish would have ended up in Kansas City, Ben Sennett. I mean, it's the guy that did everything for you, man. But he's been fun to watch so far in the preseason with Washington. But, man, that had to have been a joy to coach somebody like that.
Yeah, Ben was one of the best, if not the best, tight end I've ever coached because he could do so many things, and he was such a mismatch nightmare. And that's why I think I'm confident he's going to have success in the NFL. When you look at a guy that can come out of the backfield, can be a stationary land tight end, can flex out and get mismatched on a corner or safety, and we did all those things with him, and he caught an awful lot of balls and did a lot of things after the catch. So I'm excited. I think he's going to have a great NFL career.
Coach, final question for you. How much has Nil kind of changed the game? I know that people are using the transfer portal as well a lot. It used to be the JUCOs where they'd go grab a lot of the players. But how has name, image, and likeness kind of affected you or what you guys have? I know Kansas State's doing very well on that. Oklahoma State just went to those QR codes on the back of the football helmets so people can donate to the players during games, which is a unique thing, I guess, because I have never seen that before until Oklahoma State announced that yesterday. But how's Nil been treating you?
It's been good. I've been supportive, and we have been for a while to have the athletes get some compensation. And, you know, it's been really a positive thing here at Kansas State. I think I hired a director of roster management. I want to say it's close to 90% of our roster, and that's including walk-ons, that are getting something in name, image, and likeness. And I think that's important as well, that it's not just your top 10 or 12 guys. You know, they may get paid a little differently, but that everybody's getting an opportunity to participate in it with different activities and different services that they can do to earn that money. But it's been a positive thing for Kansas State, and I think it's been a positive thing for college football and college athletics in general. We'll see where all that stuff goes with revenue sharing that's coming out, and none of us know the rules on that, so we'll just kind of wait and see.
Do you think it's affected the JUCOs at all? Because usually, you know, teams...
Absolutely. Okay. It has. It's affected the JUCOs. It's affected the high school kids. The transfer portal has. We're trying to do some things to remedy that with a different calendar for high school kids signing a little bit earlier before the transfer portal starts. And we still have a number of junior college guys that we still hit the junior colleges relatively hard just because we know we're going to find some guys there. We've got some guys that are contributing for us from the JC route, and we'll still look at that. But, no, it's affected all those things.
Well, I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I'm a Division II guy myself. Went to Pittsburgh State. Of course, you were at FCS, North Dakota State, and you had the playoffs. And, hey, I'm looking forward to it, Coach. Always appreciate you joining us. And good luck to Kansas State this year. First game August 31st against UT Martin.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.